What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back, guys, to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, and today we will be talking chiropractic care and pregnancy. I have a colleague and friend on, Dr. Alyssa Hickey, who is going to bring some serious knowledge. I'm super excited for today's episode because, first and foremost, I am a chiropractor. I know that's shocking. And I love talking shop. And secondly, she knows her stuff and has a very specific niche within the chiropractic field. I know this because I brought my own daughter to her about 6 months ago and got to see her in her element. I have since been referring pregnant females and their children to her for proper care. So with that, let's introduce Dr. Hickey. Dr. Alyssa. Hi there.
Hi.
So now I'm just going to read your bio, Alyssa. So Dr. Alyssa N. Hickey is the founder of ANH Wellness. She's a graduate from New York Chiropractic College in 2015. Dr. Hickey has always had a passion for helping others, which first sparked her interest in chiropractic while in high school. Shortly into her chiropractic education, she began to have increased enthusiasm for learning more about women's health, specifically in treating pregnant women and children. Dr. Hickey gained further education on her interests by submerging herself in related courses, clubs, and seminars, including pediatric radiology, pregnancy and pediatric nutrition, women's healthcare issues, clinical pediatrics chiropractic care, and is a member of the International Pediatric Chiropractic Association and currently working toward being certified by the Academy Council of Chiropractic Pediatrics. She is also trained in the popular Webster technique, which is the technique of diversified adjustments to reduce the effects of clitoral and SI dysfunction to improve neurobiomechanical function in the pelvis. Her goal is to educate mothers in the proper functions of their bodies during pregnancy and the importance of optimal alignment for maintaining natural and healthy movements, promoting happy mothers and healthy babies. So without further ado, welcome, Doc. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Wow, what a bio. You've done it all, I feel like. And you graduated in 2015. You're young. You're brand new into practice.
I kind of forget about it all. And when you asked me to send that over, I had like something already typed up from like a long time ago. And I went through and I was like, oh my gosh, I did take all these classes, didn't I?
And I should note that we just chatted before this. And Dr. Hickey is a very humble person because she said she had a hard time writing this up and sending this over to me. And I thought about that. It is hard to talk about yourself in a bio, but you earned all
that. It's really hard.
And you deserve that intro for sure. So let's dive right in. I'm really excited about today. Tell the listeners more about your specialty in the chiropractic field.
So I specialize in women's health, specifically pregnancy, and then also pediatrics.
So what or who inspired you to become a chiropractor?
So the first time that I ever saw a chiropractor, I was in middle school and my grandfather was going for an appointment during the summertime when I was hanging out with him. And so I remember going to the appointment and asking the doc a ton of questions like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? What's the purpose of this? And I went back to school. Once we went back to school, I went to the library and because the internet wasn't as easily accessible at that time. took out all the library books I could find on chiropractic, which there actually wasn't that many, but I was still able to get a little bit more research on, you know, what it was, what they do. And I really just loved the idea of healing naturally. I thought that that was really an amazing thing. So that's kind of what sparked it.
Very cool. Now, when should you see a chiropractor during the pregnancy?
I would really love if everyone saw a chiropractor before pregnancy, especially if they're having trouble conceiving. But oftentimes, I mean, you know, as being a chiropractor, people seek help when they're in pain. So that's usually when my name will get passed around from other moms that have experienced, you know, low back pain, hip pain, and then they'll usually suggest for them to come. But I always just try and educate people and let them know, you know, coming prior to conceiving is always so important, especially if you're having difficulties, and then as soon as you find out. So I see a lot of people, and usually I'll be like one of the first people to know besides their spouse, and sometimes even before.
That's cool. That's special.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Now, why is that so important, though? Is it just to get the body ready for this pregnancy, for this traumatic event that's coming their way? Is it to get the nervous system ready? Like, what specifically is
important? So it's a combination of both. So if it's someone that's having trouble conceiving, you know, taking pressure off nerves and arteries that are supplying the uterus and all the reproductive organs is really crucial. And then also early on in pregnancy, your body, the amount of hormones and the different types of hormones changes so rapidly. And that relaxin comes in full force and just is loosening everything. So you want to make sure that your body is fully aligned and that nerve flow and blood flow is the best that it can be, so that the baby has better development, mom feels more comfortable, and just kind of starts you off on a good process throughout your whole pregnancy.
Now, I guess this is a good segue into, I'll address the elephant in the room, because I'm a chiropractor, you're a chiropractor. I know I'm going to get this question. Why are you having another chiropractor on your podcast? And my question would be, why not? Because I am all about staying in my lane. I know you are too. And I've treated a couple pregnant females over the last 7 years being in practice, and it wasn't the best experience for both of us. And I'll be the first to say that. I don't have the right equipment. It doesn't excite me either. I know that might sound funny, but like, that's not my specialty. That's not my niche where it's.
Yeah. And I love it. Whereas like shoulder and sports stuff, nope, I'm sending them your way.
Yeah. And I think that's an important point for listeners to hear, because a lot of people think every chiropractor is the same, and it's not. It's just like a surgeon. It's like a brain surgeon and a heart surgeon, completely different body parts, different surgeons. And we're kind of like that too in our field, where there's subspecialties, more niches, especially now. I feel like it's growing a lot, this field, and become more accepted. Mm-hmm. Maybe not with insurances, but we'll leave that for the podcast. but I just think that's
yeah, I definitely agree.
So what conditions or ailments do you commonly treat?
So there's a lot of like the traditional stuff that you think that come with pregnancy, you know, low back pain, hip pain, pubic bone pain, often known as SPD. So yeah. And then, you know, there's the occasional like ankle hand swelling that you can work with, upper neck tension too. But I would say the main thing usually with pregnancy is the low back, hip, and pubic bone pain.
So what techniques and or modalities do you use to treat your patients?
So specifically my pregnancy patients, I do the Webster technique, which you had touched on a little bit before. I have pregnancy pillows. I use an activator, different taping techniques, depending on, you know, what the complaint is. And,
What's an activator? What's that?
Oh, so an activator is a small tool that can put a specific impulse, and you can measure how, powerful you want the impulse to be. So it can be very, very gentle. A lot of times I use that on my pediatric patients, or you can increase a little bit more, but allows you to get right on a specific spot depending. And it's just like spring loaded. And I do that. And then I do drop table, and then depending like different instrument assisted massage techniques too.
So the activator might be important for someone to hear if they're worried about force or just an aggressive adjustment.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are very nervous about chiropractic, and then specifically with pregnancy, they get more nervous too, because you're already so nervous being pregnant and think that there's a lot of things that you're not able to do. So the activator is a nice way to kind of introduce different things and help people feel more comfortable.
So you can create a positive change. I mean, just by touching their skin with your fingers with an activator without manipulating their joints.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the Webster technique is, you can definitely go through the Webster technique without doing that like traditional like cracking that I think people associate a lot of chiropractic mm-hmm. with. Just focusing on specific muscles and ligaments that attach to those joints, and by releasing tension in those, helping bring the hips back to optimal alignment.
So we need to hear more about this Webster technique. I think it's fascinating how you can flip a baby in utero. Like, tell me more about that. How does this work?
So it's not necessarily flipping the baby. The ICPA is big on making sure that people realize that we're not actually moving the baby itself, but we're really... That's important for us to kind of explain. Mm-hmm. So the Webster technique is specific in targeting certain muscles and ligaments that get tight that can affect the alignment of the hips and the lumbar spine. And then by loosening it, opening up that pelvis and helping baby get into the more optimal alignment. A lot of times when I explain it to parents, I like to use the analogy of, you know, if you and your partner were laying in bed and say that you were under the sheet and then your partner's sitting on top of the sheet and trying to roll over, how there's like difficulty. Whereas once you have them move, then you can move freely underneath the sheet. So it's just taking the tension off the uterus itself so that baby can move into the best possible position.
It's really decompression, right? Just with like a disc complaint in the lower back. You're just trying to create more space for better function.
Yep. Exactly. And if you do go on to my social media, you'll see I put a lot of before and after pictures up of like a mom's belly before the adjustment and then right after. And it's just incredible to see just how one adjustment can make such a big difference in just even how she's holding her belly.
I remember you showed me a technique for my daughter for her pelvis where you kind of squeeze the skin together and you saw it.
Cool.
And then you treated her with a very, very gentle adjustment, I think using the activator, and then you retested it. It was night and day. It was way different. I'm like, something happened there. You know, it was so cool.
Yeah, kids are really cool because they respond so quickly.
But so do moms too, I would guess, right? I mean, I'm a mom.
Mm-hmm,
I'm
a definitely.
Mom. I mean, you're just giving the body what it needs to respond.
Your best and with
its hands. That's it.
With the hormones that they have, one of those hormones is relaxin, and that's the hormone that's going to relax all of those ligaments. So it helps just, you know, things can move very easily out of place, but they're very easy to put back.
So you treat pediatrics as well. So who's the youngest patient that you treated?
Oh, the youngest? A few days old.
Wow. Was it in the hospital or at home or in the office?
What? In the office, a few days old in the office, and then I family members who I've treated in home.
So try to calm down, listeners. I know mama bear is probably just holding their baby tight. There's no way you're touching my baby in 2 or 3 days into this world. So, like, take us through a typical treatment for that.
For a newborn? So for newborns, the treatment, I mean, we go through and do a full exam, and we take a very detailed history on the birth itself, because that usually can indicate a lot of different things. So usually when I see babies when they're that small, it's because of a latching issue. Mm-hmm. And then you go through the whole process of how mom's labor and delivery was. So, you know, was her water, did they break her water? Was she, you know, positions throughout labor, any complications that she had, if there were any instruments used like vacuum or forceps, if it was a C-section, stuff like that, because that can all play a role on the biomechanics of the neck and the TMJ, and also the cranial bones. So when they're that little, and if they do have a traumatic entrance into the world, or even if it is a really simple birth, but baby was just positioned incorrectly in mom for 9 months, it can put a lot of pressure on their little TMJ and really affect their mobility of moving that jaw so that they can't get a proper latch.
Very cool. That's powerful stuff. I mean, that's good for parents to hear, because we don't want invasive treatment at 2 days old. You know, less is more, but there's answers. I mean, there's resources like yourself out there that can help them. It's cool.
Yeah. And it's really helpful too for new moms that are, you know, if they're really wanting to breastfeed and having that difficulty, just to be able to provide them with some different techniques and for them to see the changes that it can make.
Yeah. Psychologically too. I mean, that's hard. It's hard on mom that maybe there's no latch and they can't breastfeed and they're just beating themselves up. It's like, hold on, hit the pause button, and then reach out to somebody who knows what they're talking about.
So, yeah, that's awesome. It's really cool to be a part of that, too.
That's got to be rewarding. So let's get back to Mama Bear here while pregnant. Who should not seek chiropractic care while pregnant?
I think everyone can benefit from chiropractic care during pregnancy. I've seen a lot of moms that are high risk with different things going on, and I just have an open communication with their OB, and we discuss different things, and it's just really awesome to see how incredible the Webster technique is throughout pregnancy and see how it can bring a lot of moms relief and also just helped optimize the position of that baby to help, you know, decrease labor times, decrease complications, help that postpartum healing.
Do you ever refer patients to a different specialist? If so, for what conditions?
Yeah, so it just kind of depends on the person, and it's very specific for their symptoms, because everyone is different. So sometimes if I think they would benefit from acupuncture, Rochester also has really great pelvic floor PTs here, prenatal massage, doula, lactation consultant. I usually talk to moms a lot about like their birth team prior to getting to their due date too, just to make sure that they have the right resources that they need. Rochester has a really great birthing community, so there's a lot of different resources here, and just kind of connecting them with the right people to make sure that they're feeling empowered themselves for their birth.
Are the pelvic floor specialists usually used during the pregnancy or after?
Both. So you can use them postpartum or even during if there's any things going on. It just kind of depends on what exactly they want to work on. You know what I mean? So, and dependent on the patient as well and their history and their care plan that they come up with.
Now, are those chiropractors or physical therapists?
They're physical therapists.
Okay, do you need a referral to see you?
Nope.
Nice.
Nice and easy.
I like yes, no questions. Okay, so let's go through a typical exam for a pregnant female. What does a new patient chiropractic visit look like in your office? Let's go over like length. Let's go over what they can expect from a history and treatment standpoint, what they should wear and bring, etc.
Okay. So first visit, we schedule an hour. And then we'll just kind of go over their current and past medical history. We do a full exam, an explanation of, you know, what I'm seeing and what I'm going to do. I have a pelvis model because the Webster technique can be a little bit invasive and I get in your personal space a little bit. Most moms joke around about that at this point because, you know, they're going to the OB for so many different appointments. But just kind of give them an idea of what I'm doing, why I'm doing it. And we'll kind of go over, you know, what their plan is for birth, make sure that they have, like I said, all the right contacts and different providers that they wish to have on their team. And I oftentimes will go over home exercises as well so that, you know, just kind of depending on how their day to day is, you know, each patient is different. So the visit's definitely going to be catered to their specific needs and lifestyle. Some patients sit a lot at work, whereas, you know, you might have other people that are standing a lot at work. And that's going to put a lot of pressure on those hip flexors and stuff and play a role in kind of how that uterus is going to be positioned, you know, if they are sitting or if they are standing and stuff like that. So we just kind of go through and interpret based off of their examination itself.
So you really play a pivotal role with a lot of these moms. I mean, you're like the coach during the pregnancy. You're just like getting their bodies ready for game day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really cool. It's fun to be a part of that, you know, to whether they were having trouble conceiving or if they just started coming in from the beginning, you know, you really build a relationship on that. And then to be able to meet the baby, I cry in the office all the time. I'm like, they're so beautiful.
Awesome. Yeah, it's a very rewarding field for both of us. This is especially,
yeah,
it's so
definitely
cool. And like you said, I mean, relationally, I think our field, physical therapy is like this. We spend a lot of time with patients, so we really do develop those relationships. Whereas a lot of primary care physicians and surgeons, I mean, maybe it's 5-minute appointments in and out, and they see you one time or once a year.
We're so lucky.
Absolutely. Okay. do you accept insurance?
I do. I take Excellus Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Okay. Does that cover all the treatment? You don't need to get into numbers, but are there services that aren't covered by insurance? How does that work?
The adjustment itself is covered. And it definitely depends on the plan too. Each plan's a little bit different. So, but usually we don't have any difficulty getting the adjustment itself covered.
And if people have questions on this, they can just reach out to your office and you guys will help them out with that, right?
Yeah, perfect. Definitely.
Okay. I want to talk more about the IPCA. So that's the International Pediatric Chiropractic Association. I have a lot of listeners. So I'm from Buffalo. I got a lot of listeners back home. And what if a mom is looking for, you know, they can't drive out to Rochester and they're looking for a qualified chiropractor who specializes in pregnancy and pediatrics?
Yeah. So if you go to the ICPA website, it's, I believe, icpa4kids.org. You can go right on there. The first button that pops up just says, find me a chiropractor. If you click that, it'll go through and show you people that are certified in the Webster technique. And then you can also look up people that have the certification for the pediatrics. It's the CACCP. And it'll just list, you know, based off your area, you can link it to your zip code and whatnot.
Now, is that like the big association that you recommend, or are there other ones?
There are other ones. That's the one that I'm a part of, and I really love it. And I stand behind the education that they give throughout all their seminars and continuing ed credits. So that's usually the ones that I'll recommend. But the other thing is, too, if you look it up and you click on the website, look at everyone's websites that it has listed. Like, if it gives you five chiropractors in your area, go through and click on the websites and see. And I always just suggest to people, find the one that has pictures of kids and moms up on their website, you know, because that's when you're going to, that'll probably be the area that you're most comfortable going.
So what other demographic patients do you work with?
So I see families. I see a lot of pediatrics, you know, newborns, infants, toddlers, a lot of moms. Occasionally I'll get the dads, the brothers, the grandpas.
Is it infants like in toddlers you see, or do you see kids all the way up through middle school and high school?
Oh yeah, I see kids up through middle school and high school. I just usually see a lot of infants and toddlers just because, like I said, working with moms with those newborns, I kind of see them get through those milestones. But I do have a couple, you know, preteens, teens, and then young adults as well.
All right. So now we're going to dive into kind of your practice and what ANH Wellness has coming up. But before we do that, do you want to touch on anything else chiropractic related?
Did you want me to explain anything about the Webster technique?
I'm putting you on the spot right now. It's totally up to you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'll give you like the ICPA's definition of it specifically. And then I can just give like a quick run through of usual, like the things that we target. So the ICPA definition of the Webster technique is a specific chiropractic sacral analysis and diversified adjustment. The goal of the adjustment is to reduce the effects of sacral subluxation and SI joint dysfunction. In doing so, neurobiomechanical function in the pelvis is facilitated. So, and then this just says that sacral subluxation may contribute to difficult labor for the mother caused by inadequate uterine function, pelvic contraction, and baby malposition. So correction of the sacral subluxation may have a positive effect on all of these cases of dystocia.
That's fascinating. That's a cool technique. And I like the name too, working in Webster, living in Webster. So
I know, right? and then I'll usually just go through and kind of explain to moms what I do. We know we have pregnancy pillows. You get to lay on your belly for a little bit. I have a drop table. I'll go through and assess where those joints are located, you know, target, like I said, some of those ligaments and muscles. We'll flip you over, target some ligaments and muscles on the front. It's a really easy, not too invasive technique, and you just feel a lot better.
Are you talking holistic care with patients too? Nutrition, sleep, fitness?
Yeah, usually I'll have like referrals to like nutritionists and stuff like that. There's a few female nutritionists in the area that help throughout pregnancy and postpartum as well, just to kind of make sure that I'm sending them in the right direction.
Well, you got a lot of changes that came your way in 2020. I know at the practice, and you're an inspiring person. You are. I mean, you're young. You're younger than I am. You graduated in 2015, so that was only 5 years ago. So you started practice in 2016 because you graduated in December, correct? So you've only been in practice for four years, and you've done a lot. I mean, did you start your own practice right out of school?
I did. I have the biggest smile on my face.
Oh, cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, that's inspiring, you know, because I mean, I didn't do that, you know, not to compare us, but you've done a lot. Now you've got two employees. Do you want to share more about kind of ANH Wellness and
Yeah, definitely. So we just celebrated our grand reopening on March 1st. I have two employees. I have Steph. She is our office manager. And then I also brought on another chiropractor. And then under ANH Wellness, we also have a couple independent contractors. So we have mindful psychology. So psychologists and mental health counselors. And then I also have Molly Rose Massage. She's a licensed massage therapist who's also in our building. And then we also got an infrared sauna. Cool.
And stay tuned, guys. At the end of this, we're going to do a little giveaway with the sauna session. So stay tuned. So anything exciting planned for 2020 with Anna?
Well, we did have lots of exciting things planned. Like I said, we just had our grand reopening. But with everything going on with the coronavirus, stuff's kind of on hold for now. But we have a really great community space, and we offer a lot of workshops. So just bringing in other people from our community doing various workshops, whether it's crafting, educational stuff. So we had a bunch of stuff planned for that, which will get postponed, but we're excited, you know, to get back and help kind of grow our community.
They'll
a
be
little
back
bit
for
more.
Sure. Hopefully soon later. They are coming back. Okay. So how can listeners hear more about your practice, make an appointment, and connect with you online?
So we're very active on Instagram. So if you want to follow us, it's at ANH Wellness. You can also visit our website. That's anhwellness.org. And you can schedule right online. Or you can also give the office a call at 585-484-8486.
All right, giveaway time. Let's talk about that. So, guys, the giveaway is going to be April 15th when I release this. So stay tuned. Make sure you're following me on Instagram. It's at Dr. Driscoll, so DRISCOLL. And why don't you take it away, Dr. Hickey, and explain that.
Okay, so like I said, we just got an infrared sauna at our new space, so I would love to give away a free sweat session. So for you guys to enter, just make sure that you comment on the post that he puts up on April 15th, and we'll put all your names in, and you get entered for a free 30-minute infrared
Perfect.
Sauna
love
session.
It. All right, final question. This is my favorite. I asked everybody on here. If you have a friend coming to Rochester who has never been here before, where are you taking them?
Okay. So Rochester has so much to offer. I definitely try to take my friends to see some of the different places that we have. So it depends on the person's taste in food and what time of year it is, because we have so many awesome local events. I'm a huge fan of Nosh. And I also love Sinbad's on Park. And I have a huge sweet tooth. So definitely going to Scratch Bakery to get some macaroons after. And depending on the time of year, if there's like different art festivals going on or if the food truck rodeo is going on, I would probably take them there too, because then they could just try a little bit of everything.
That's a great answer. We do have really good food here. You're right. Nosh is great. Nosh has got really good portions. We were going there. There was a lot of food there.
Oh, gosh. I just... Ahi Nachos is my favorite.
Soon. We can get back soon. It's crazy. We're just on lockdown. We can't leave our house. It's crazy. Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, Doc. I really do. Thanks for sharing your knowledge and all this. And thanks for what you do in this community. I mean, you're helping a lot of moms and a lot of their kids. So thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. This is really awesome. I was so nervous. But this is really great, and I think it's so helpful that you share all this vital information and bring different people from our community in to learn. So I feel so honored that you wanted me to be a part
of it.
Digital
high
five.
That was
cheesy. Yes, high five.
I am a dad. I'm a dad. Cheesy. Well, thanks for listening to today's episode, guys. I hope you gained a lot of value, and we'll share this with family and friends to spread the wealth of knowledge that Dr. Hickey gave us today. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I'll talk with you soon.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me. Go to my website, DriscollChiropracticNY.com. Read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me info@DriscollChiropracticNY.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram @DR.Driscoll. One more thing, guys. If you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.